This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I am glad to be back. I missed you guys. You know, we were in Europe for vacation for about 12 days. It's the longest vacation I've ever taken. It's so hard to be away from work for 12 days because I'm a workaholic. And, you know, I was talking about in the first hour where it was great. I didn't feel, you know, people are like, oh, gosh, you know, are you scared? You know, because of what happened in London and the, you know, hammer attack in Paris and how, you know, there's, you know, terrorist attacks, you know, almost every week going on over there. And, you know, I had said, no, I didn't feel scared, except I realized I was actually scared to death. With one thing that happened when I was over there, and I forgot to admit this, and I don't want to lie, so I'm, you know, being very honest. One was the toilets, the toilet situation. It was very, very difficult to sit on a wet, dirty toilet seat or to just try and squat and keep falling into the hole. I was really, really worried that I was going to pick up something like that, because when you do fall into a hole, right, that you're trying to potty in, some of these places, there was just a hole in the ground, and I'll post it on Facebook and Twitter, some of the toilets that I had to use. When you fall in squat position, you're kind of wide open, all right, and so very easy for things to get up in there. So I was really scared about that. But what was really frightening was driving on the left side of the road. As you know, in England, the cars are on the left side of the road, but, you know, the driver's side is where the passenger side is. Now, the rest of Europe, no. You're on the right side of the road. The cars look like American cars. So driving around Italy, we rented a car, was easy. It was, you know, just like any other driving. You had to know your kilometers an hour. You know, I was driving, you know, close to 110-120, but that was kilometers an hour. You know, so that's different. That's like almost half, like 0.6 miles an hour. So that freaks you out because you're like, oh, my gosh, we're able to go 140 miles an hour? No, you're not. But in England, we rented a car the last day, and we drove to Leeds Castle, and then we drove to Dover. Dover, you know, there'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. You know, the white cliffs of Dover? Oh, my God, the city of Dover was phenomenal. And I posted some pictures of the white cliffs. It's on my Facebook, but I need to make sure I get it up on my Twitter so you guys can see it. You really can't see the white cliffs except from the English Channel, from the sea. You know, coming from France. However, there are parts where you could actually see the side of the White Cliffs, and it was phenomenal. And Dover Castle had been around since, I believe, the 1200s, kind of medieval times, and it was in still very good shape. Leeds was excellent, but there was a lot rebuilt in the 1800s. Not that's phenomenal, something from the 1800s, but you saw the newer structures. Seeing something in almost its, you know, identical state from the 1200s just blew your mind. So I would definitely check out Dover Castle. But anyway, so I drove. My husband did most of the driving, but I'm like, oh, to hell with this. I want to drive too. So my husband decides to videotape me driving, and I'm right-handed. But the stick is on the left in a car in England. And you don't get, mostly when you rent a car, it's not automatic, it's standard transmission. And I could drive a stick, but using my left hand, and that poor clutch, oh my gosh, that poor clutch. And so you're driving, and your tendency on an open road is to go to the right, right? Because that's what I've been driving since I was 16. So that's how many, a couple years, okay? I've been driving for a couple years, right, in America. So it's kind of, you know, second nature to get on the right. So you're talking, you're yelling at the kids, and all of a sudden you start to go to the right side of the road. And all of a sudden there's a car. You're like, what? There's also one-way bridges. So I'm starting to drive, and you see me come across. I put the videotape on Instagram and Facebook. And so I'm driving, and all of a sudden there's like a one-way bridge. So you have to stop. And then, you know, with me with the clutch, okay, every time I have to downgrade and put the brakes on, I do the clutch so I can start bringing down the stick and shifting down so then I'm ready to go. But then when I have to go up again, I don't know where I'm at with the RPMs, and so the clutch starts to grind, and then it starts to smell, and you're like, oh, my gosh. So it was kind of rough. But driving left-handed, okay, and then you try to veer towards the left. You don't want to, you don't want to go off the road. You're trying to get away from these cars to your right that you overshoot the left. And it was pretty scary. So driving on the left side of the road, nothing I would recommend doing. What I would, though, recommend doing is definitely try to see the castles. You know, one thing that was so fascinating to me about Europe, you know, we went to Rome, and we saw the Colosseum, and most of these places to go to are pretty inexpensive. The ticket prices are not that expensive. The churches are free. And to get into the Roman Colosseum or to get into the Eiffel Tower in Paris, it's not that expensive. However, if you don't want to be in line for multiple hours, you could pay for front-of-the-line passes on Viator, like these tour groups that get you up to front-of-the-line passes. So you pay a little bit more so you don't have to wait in line as long. And Rome was hot. So we did that. And it was amazing to see these structures. Okay, so it was a stadium. The Roman stadium was phenomenal. It was a structure that had been around for, you know, centuries here. And the fact that it still existed. And, you know, I guess back then they built to last. Whereas now we seem to build to sell. You know, another thing we did, which I would highly recommend, is we did a day trip to Mount Vesuvius. So we climbed up, we drove near the top, and then they had us hike the remaining 40 minutes. So we climbed up to the top crater of Mount Vesuvius. Now, Mount Vesuvius is what exploded when Pompeii went under ash. And Mount Vesuvius was phenomenal to look into the crater. The mountain is now half the size. And Pompeii was so buried that even the land where the coastline went out. Or, because there was so much that covered the city of Pompeii with all the dust and mountain ash. But what's very interesting is we learned that the people of Pompeii didn't die from lava. They didn't die from suffocation of the ash. They died from the extreme heat of the explosion. And so if you look at my pictures, and I'll post them for you guys on the Dr. Dahlia Show page, but you see a dog trying to fight off his collar when he died, and you see somebody else praying. That wouldn't be a suffocation position, because suffocation, they would have been flat on the ground. Very weird. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
As I walk along, I wonder.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I was gone for about 12 days, and many of you called in to the answer line. Let's get to some of your questions. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, Dr. Dahlia. My stepdad was euthanized about 4 years ago in a nursing home. He had a stent put in, and he didn't take anything, so he must have gotten an infection in the stent. They said he had an ischemic stroke, and then he had a heart attack from the epilepsy medication that he hadn't taken for years. So then they just gave him morphine.
Jeez.
And said he wasn't responding because he was so doped up on the morphine. Therapist just said, oh, he's not responding. And so he's gone, and I just wanted to know what the difference between the myocardial infarction caused by bacteria, a heart attack caused by bacteria, why they don't want to tell us about that. We just hear about plaques and all this for years and cholesterol, which we hear that's been made up or played up falsely. And so if you could explain something about the bacterial myocardial infarction with the caused by bacteria. And I just love listening to you. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart. I wish I could talk to you. I want to find out more about what happened with your stepdad. I am so sorry to hear that. You bring up a very interesting point. You know, okay, so we talk about stents, and many of you are like, okay, what are stents? Okay, if you have a clogged artery, right, we don't really rip the artery open and start cleaning it out and picking out the plaque pieces. What we could do is we put in a stent, which is kind of like a little tube, that we put within the lumen of the artery. So, okay, let's say you have a nice cylinder, okay? And the cylinder is nice and open and the blood is going through that, that's fine. When you have plaquing, it starts to narrow it down. And we want to make sure that you still have a nice open tube. So we insert a tube within the lumen that we can, and it then prevents the plaque from obscuring and completely clotting up that whole artery. And the stents get put in, and they do pretty nicely. They do, you know, phenomenally. We got to be careful about breaking up the plaques because little pieces could embolize and then move up to the brain arteries and cause a stroke. So we put these stents in very carefully, and we put you on blood thinners to make sure that you don't start forming clots too quickly and to make sure you still get good blood flow to the brain and other parts of the heart while your body is, you know, trying to deal with these types of stents. There's a couple different types that they have out there. And these stents have been phenomenal and, you know, groundbreaking in terms of, you know, preventing many people from needing coronary bypass artery surgery. And these CABGs, or these coronary artery bypass grafts, is where we have to take another blood vessel from another part of the body and just replace the blood vessel that's completely obliterated with plaque. Sometimes that has to be done. Sometimes you need a bypass. There's nothing we can do about that. But before, you know, we say, you know, before we basically poo-poo an artery that you have that may possibly still be functional, we could use stents for some of the more minor cases. And so, stents, people have been doing well with stents. Interesting, the caller brings up, though, that the stent might have gotten infected. And that's why the patient had, her stepdad had a stroke. An infected stent is very rare, but it could happen. The big concern we have with stents is them reclotting or the valve still collapsing and it not being able to still, collapsing around the stent, et cetera, the stent just not working well, and not being able to conduct the blood. But when it comes to the, so the big concern we have is thrombosis and clot, which can cause ischemic stroke. So there's a chance of what happened to your stepdad is what can unfortunately happen with stents, where if he's not on blood thinners, and you said they didn't put him on, quote, anything, I don't know why he wouldn't have been on some sort of a blood thinner after the stent, then unfortunately he could make a clot. But there are some cases in the literature where some of the stents can get infected, and that's why the patient formed clots. However, most of these cases, and it's rare, most of these cases, the patient would show sign of sepsis or the infection spreading throughout the body. And so with sepsis, you would have fever, you would have blood pressure drops, you would look like you go into shock. So it would be a little different presentation than having a stroke or a thrombus from a failed stent. You see what I mean? So very, very interesting. And then the euthanize, I'd like to know a little bit more about, you know, what happened with the pain medications. Are you saying that they gave your stepdad just more morphine until he passed. I'm not sure what happened there. But I really appreciate your call. You know, it's frightening when you kind of, you know, look back and you see what happened to a family member. Like my grandfather, for instance. You know, my grandfather died of congestive heart failure. And that would have been a preventable death. And the reason why he died of congestive heart failure dated back to his football days. He was a leatherhead, right, where they, you know, wore leather on their heads when they played football. And, you know, he sustained a lot of injuries playing football. He had played for Case Western, but he never continued his studies because he had to support his family. And he was a very, very smart man, my grandfather, but he sustained a lot of injuries in football, such that when he later acquired gout, the joints that were really injured during his football days were the joints that would flare up during his gout attacks. And back then, you would take aspirin for pain. They also had Buferin, but, you know, before he took Buferin, he was on a lot of aspirin products. And he even, I guess, went down to Nogales, because he lived in Arizona, so the Arizona-Mexico border, Nogales, they would do these gold shots. He would try anything for his pain. He was in so much pain. And unfortunately, he ended up having a bleeding ulcer, and these anti-inflammatories like aspirin, and we're talking heavy aspirin use, causes heart failure. So he ended up dying of heart failure. And it's a shame that, you know, he had to go like that. You know, but back then, you know, they if you were in pain, they told you to take aspirin. That, you know, and he lived on bare aspirin. That's just what he, you know, because what else was he going to do? Every now and then he could get a pain pill, but other than that, you know, it was aspirin. And so, you know, when you go back and you see the care that, you know, some of your family members got and what happened, you could drive yourself crazy going, oh, they should have done this, they should have done this, they should have done this. And we all do it, you know, and even me as a doctor. I mean, my father died. My father should have never died. You know, he should, but it's his fault. He was a stubborn SOB. He never wanted to go to the doctor. Yeah, and so I'm like, you gotta get your heart checked, you know, he had his diabetes under control, it was a mild diabetes, his blood pressure was in good shape, but he just didn't want to get his heart checked, he didn't want to get a colonoscopy, he didn't want to do a lot of things, and so unfortunately, you know, the doctor's only going to recommend, I mean, the doctor's not going to, you know, hold his hand, and so my dad dies of a heart attack about a week or two after getting his cataract surgery done, and it's a shame that he just, you know, just a probably had a major, major clogged artery. And so when you go back and you go, gosh, you know, I should have taught my mom CPR. I should have made her take a CPR class. I should have. You just can't do that. When it's your time to go, it's your time to go. You know, and yes, it's great that with medical advancements, we can, you know, have you live longer. But, you know, where you have to go back, where you have to, otherwise you're going to drive yourself crazy, is you have to go, imagine if this wasn't, you know, in the here and now with medical advancements. Okay, it was his time. It was her time. It was, and, you know, sometimes that's the only way to kind of get through the, you know, the anger you have and the guilt you have when it comes to losing a family member in this day and age. You know, man, you know, they should have caught the cancer early. Okay, yes, you know, if a person keeps coming to the doctor saying, look at this mole, look at this mole, look at this mole, and the doctor goes, nah, leave it alone, it's a melanoma, yes, I don't blame you for being angry. But, you know, when you have a family member that dies of cancer or dies of heart disease, there's only so much doctors can do. And yes, we could do a lot, and we're saving millions of lives, and we're extending life expectancy beyond anything that I've ever seen before. I mean, people are living to their 90s. But if one of your family members, just like with us, isn't one of them, you know, sometimes you just have to tell yourself that, you know, it was their time to go. That's when God wanted them back, you know? And otherwise, you're going to drive yourself crazy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to ProstateMiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anderson telling me about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. We are coming into the dead of summer, and it is hot, and it is scary hot. And unfortunately, many of us are so hot, we're so dehydrated, or we're on vacation that we forget that our hospitals and blood banks need blood. Anything you could do, go to your nearby American Red Cross, United Blood Services, any nearby local blood drive if you can, and please donate. It doesn't take that long a time. You don't have to donate money, but if you could donate blood, please do. We are gearing up for National Blood Donation Week. We already have multiple states who have declared September 8th, their State Blood Donation Day, as we are trying to unite all the states to help increase blood supply for all the country and our hospitals and medical centers, thanks to Tennessee and Idaho and Maine and Nebraska and Delaware. And we have multiple states that have declared state blood donation days. Thank you to all the governors out there. We got a lot of work to do, but please, if you could donate blood this week, please, please do. All right. Many of you guys are taking proton pump inhibitors and heartburn drugs that are kind of a very, very common go-to medicine. A lot of us like to take the proton pump inhibitors, the Prevacid, the Nexium, etc. Well, unfortunately, a study has come out saying that they are associated with a 25% increased risk of early death from any cause. This new research was published this week at the British Medical Journal Open. They say the study did not examine over-the-counter proton pump inhibitors or particular brands of prescription strength, but the drugs, known as the PPIs, suppress excess acid in the stomach. They are taken for people that have severe reflux, where Tums and Rolaids doesn't seem to do the job. You also have the H1 or the H2 blockers, like Pepcid and Zantac, but these proton pump inhibitors just seem to do a better job when it comes to suppressing acid. Unfortunately, they're finding that, you know, people that take them may seem to be, you know, more likely to, I guess, die earlier than others. Now, they are not saying this proves a cause and effect. They're not saying that if you take a proton pump inhibitor like Prilosec or Prevacid or Nexium or Protonix, whatever, that you're unfortunately going to die early. But they did, however, look at populations that take these medications. Now, we've talked about these medications before on the show. Previous research, according to Fox 61, has linked proton pump inhibitors to an increased risk of poor health, according to Dr. Ziad Al-Ali of the Washington University of Medicine, School of Medicine. They say a number of studies reported that use of these drugs is associated with a number of adverse events, including kidney disease, fractures, pneumonia, dementia, C. diff infections, and cardiovascular disease. Al-Ali and his co-authors asked a simple question, does that translate to increased risk of death? To answer it, they looked at national U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs data on 3.5 million people. They say the VA had the largest integrated electronic medical record system in the world, so they were able to look at all these patients. They were able to follow them up for about 6 years to examine their research questions. And they looked at people who took proton pump inhibitors with those who took other types of stomach acid medicines, like those H2 blockers that we talked about, like Pepcid and Zantac. And they also made comparisons to people who didn't take the medications. They say people who use the proton pump inhibitors had a 25% heightened risk of death from all causes compared with those taking H2 blockers. They said if about 500 patients took proton pump inhibitors for a year, there would be one death that may be related to the drug use, according to Dr. Al-Ali. He said the longer patients use the PPIs, the higher their risk of early death. They say when comparing the users of the PPIs to those that don't use them or H2 blockers, they say the same 25% higher risk level was seen. So they say the biological reason for a link between this is not clear. They say maybe it's because they change genes. Maybe it increases some DNA activity while decreasing others. And they're not really saying what the people were dying of. Was it cancer? Was it getting hit by a bus? Was it drowning? Was it heart attack? What was it? Now, what they did is this study looked retroactively at the medical records of older veterans. And so, these types of studies don't actually say, okay, we're going to take a group of people, we're going to give you the medication, we're going to see who dies. We can't do that. We don't have, 20, 30, 40 years. So you have to, when you see these studies, you have to kind of, take it with a grain of salt. But I like the idea of us being informed because, maybe there is something, that could be caustic to our system with these medications. Personally, using these medications once in a blue moon is fine. I'm not really, adverse to people taking them once in a while. However, we do have certain groups of people that need to live on these medications. And one group, which is a small, very small group, are those that have Barrett's esophagus. Barrett's esophagus is where the esophagus lining, the gullet, the esophagus lining starts to change from all the acid trauma that happens from the stomach and the acid coming up. Many people have lower esophageal sphincter issues. And stop giggling. The lower esophageal sphincter may sometimes not close correctly, and so you end up not being able to keep the acid out of the esophagus. So the acid comes up, it starts to change the lining of the tissue, and then unfortunately that can later turn to cancer. Now that's only 1% of the time. It's very rare to get esophageal cancer, but we are scared to death from it. Plus, we're scared to death of ulcers, because stomach ulcers could bleed, and that's not good. That we tell people, from a gastroenterology standpoint, to take these medications for a certain period of time. We don't want you on the medications long, long term, but we will do a dedicated certain period of time to see if we could heal the ulcer or start to regress some of the changes that's happening to the esophagus lining. Other than that, there's not many people out there that need to be on the medication chronically. Sometimes if your reflux is really, really bad, we may even have to do surgery. But for the most part, we really try to control it by diet. We try to control it by positioning. You know, my doctor told me, because I was having some reflux issues, to quit drinking water before I go to bed. See, I would work out. I do a little workout in the morning, and I do a workout later after dinner. And then I relax, watch some TV, and I hydrate. And then I go to bed. He said, maybe stop drinking so much water an hour or two before you go to bed. And, you know, it worked. Now, I don't want people to underhydrate. I mean, I live in Las Vegas. You have to hydrate. But looks like for me, water was an issue. Gummy bears is an issue for me. I can't eat gummy bears. I don't really eat a lot of spicy food. I don't drink beer. But for those of you that eat spicy food or drink alcohol, that could also be an issue. So tomato is not really good for heartburn. So, you know, controlling our heartburn is obviously something that we need to do and be judicious about it so we don't have to keep going to the medications. But, you know, these medications, are not without the risks. We just don't know why they put us at risk, and we just don't know what to what degree. Okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Custom-made babies are going to be in demand in 30 years, according to an expert being reported by Times Now. They say Hank Greeley, a professor from Stanford University, believes that in 20, 30 years, humans will stop having sex to procreate, but will instead choose from a range of embryos created in labs using the parents' DNA. Couples are already screening their embryos for genetic disease prevention, and it won't be long before the screening extends to other traits, like hair, eye color, and so on, thanks to stem cell technology. Greeley believes it will become far cheaper to do so. The process will involve taking a female skin sample to create stem cells, which is then used to create eggs. These eggs are then fertilized with sperm cells, resulting in a selection of embryos. Greeley does acknowledge that there's ethical issues that could arise around the safety, but he does not see of any of these as obstacles that will halt the development of this practice. So Greeley's hypothesis centers on sex for reproduction, a study in the U.S. published Archives of Sexual Behavior. They said that married people used to have sex about 73 times a year in 1990, but by 2014, married couples were just having sex 55 times a year. Singles were having sex 59 times. So people are having less sex. People may procreate less, so we would have designer babies. If I designed my baby, it would be one that doesn't backtalk and one that wants to, you know, go to college and help support his mama later. That would be the type of kid I want. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Now, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So all Volvo cars are going to be electric or hybrid starting in the year 2019. This is huge. They say all new cars launched by Volvo, according to The Guardian, from 2019 onwards are going to be either partially or completely battery powered in what the company called a historic end to building models that only have an internal combustion engine. Between 2019 and 2021, the firm will introduce five 100% electric models and ensure the rest of its conventional petrol and diesel range has a hybrid engine of some form. It is the first major manufacturer to make such a bold move. Håkan Samuelsson, the Volvo chief executive, said this announcement marks the end of the solely combustion engine-powered car. He said the company was reacting to customers who had asked for electric cars, though the move will also help the Swedish firm meet legally binding carbon targets for new cars sold in the European Union from 2020. They say the car maker, owned by Chinese automotive giant Geely, has yet to build a single full electric car, but already sells five plug-in hybrid models that could run a few dozen miles on battery power before switching to a conventional engine. The pricing of those models suggests drivers will pay a premium for future Volvo cars. The basic plug-in hybrid version of its XC90 SUV crossover costs about 61,000 euros, which is about 13,000 more than the basic diesel edition. They say several of the other car makers, including Renault, Nissan, BMW, VW, have declared ambitious plans for electric cars as well, supported with grants by governments, which see them as a key way of tackling air pollution and climate change. They say the VW emissions scandal gave added impetus for companies to focus on technology, and politicians and campaigners increasingly blame diesel for cities' air quality problems. They say the cars that Volvo produces from 2019 onwards will be battery-only to plug-in hybrid. They could run for a significant distance before switching to petrol or diesel, and mild hybrids where a battery helps a conventional engine achieve greater fuel economy. So, diesel isn't dead, but they say long-term diesel will get more and more expensive because it requires some after-treatment. Now, this is very interesting to see what happens to the markets in the Middle East as a result of this. Our dependency on oil and gasoline have, the change in our dependency will obviously make some very interesting changes in the Middle East. And, you know, the European Union has been making, you know, suggestions on how to, how cars should be, combusting and how, what pollutants can go into the air. And so as we see these rules and these changes, we're going to definitely see some economic ramifications. And I think gas prices are already at about a 12-year low. We're seeing gas prices go down, not to the degree that it was in the 90s, where we were looking at like 97 cents a gallon. But, it's at a 12-year low. And so it'll be very interesting to see what happens. Of course, we're still going to have lots of old cars on the market, et cetera. But, gas prices are going to go up as, gas companies need to, make their ends meet. And when there's less demand, it'll be very interesting to see if, because of their oversupply, if the prices go down, or will the prices go up because there's going to be people that are going to be demanding the gas, and they could be able, and gas companies could be able to, take them for what they got. So, we'll see what happens. For me, I don't know if I want a battery-operated car. I like the idea of saving the environment. I think that's awesome. But, I mean, look at how we are with our cell phone. When our cell phone, battery is down, we panic. I mean, I am in a state of panic when I have issues with my cell phone battery. What's going to happen if my car battery dies and I have no place to plug in? There are electric charge systems, in certain places throughout the country, but we need to make sure that that is very easily accessible. And what happens if power's out? Now, I'm not talking about like a Walking Dead zombie apocalypse type of thing. But I kind of like the more hybrid issue, I would say. I don't know. I have to think that one through. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It looks like we're making transgender fish. They say contraceptive pills or birth control flushed down water drains are causing male fish to mutate into females. The Charles Tyler from the University of Exeter in Britain and colleagues said that males of the roach fish now display more feminine traits. That's interesting. They say some male river fish were found to have reduced sperm quality, show less aggressive and competitive behavior. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. All right, females can be very competitive and aggressive. All right, I don't understand why that's considered a less a feminine trait to be less aggressive and less competitive. Trust me, we women compete. Whoa, Nilly. I understand. No. We try to keep a secret. We try to act like, you know, we got some sisterhood thing going on. And we do. We do. I got my sisters. But I, you know, still, we women can compete. Boy, we like to compete. All right. No lying there. Anyway, they say some fish were even found to produce eggs, which makes them less able to reproduce. Male fish were producing eggs? The researchers found that 20% of freshwater fish at 50 different sites show higher feminine characteristics, and they attribute this to ingredients present in birth control pills, as well as byproducts like plastic, cleaning agents, and cosmetics. Remember we talked about the polychlorinated biphenyls, the PCBs? All right. Anyway, they say the effects also appear to impact the offspring of the transgender fish, which are found to be more susceptible to chemical alteration. They said the chemicals discharged through sewage treatments, such as those from antidepressant drugs, also reduce the natural shyness of some species of fish, which include the way they react to predators. They don't just affect reproduction, and they also don't just induce things like transgender. They can affect the way that fish behave. So, like, if a fish is getting Prozac from the water system, and there's a bad guy shark, the fish may be like, "Hey, ain't no thing but chicken wing. Let's all be friends. Don't worry. Be happy." And so these fish on Prozac may not run, or they don't run, but they may not swim away when a big bad guy fish comes. They say it can also affect the immune system of the fish and how things like bones develop. Scientists have been concerned about the effects for a while now. I guess in 2010, the Potomac Conservancy in Washington, D.C. made a call for further studies after it was discovered that over 80% of male bass fish in the Potomac River had female traits. So, what about the effects of humans? Well, studies indicate that the chemical polychlorinated biphenyl, the PCB, builds up in fatty tissues of fish, may then pose health risks to people that eat these fish. They say fetuses and young children are particularly susceptible to the effects. So, this is going to be, presented at the 50th anniversary symposium of the Fishery Society of the British Isles. And our fish are, our fish are becoming female. I don't know. I don't know if that's completely a bad thing, but it could be a bad thing for the fish. If they, not stereotypes aside, if they don't seem to have the same reaction times that they used to have prior to being medicated, all right? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Shingles boost risk for heart attack by 59% in a South Korea study. They say a history of shingles raises the risk of cardiovascular events by 41%, stroke 35%, and heart attack 59%. Now, as you know, shingles comes from the chickenpox virus that you get as a kid. Then it camps out in a nerve and comes out when you're stressed. And a shingles infection that comes out on one side of the body, causes a painful rash, could possibly put people at risk for heart attack. Not the first time that we've seen this studied, but another study, you know, tells us that we may want to consider getting the shingles vaccine if you can. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.